Hello everyone, I'm George Myland and this is about Sir Keir Starmer, my unfavourite politician. But today Sir Keir surpasses Rishi Sunak's time as First Lord of the Treasury, so 1 year, 255 days. So don't forget it was on the 4th of July, 2024, when the Conservative and Unionist Party lost the election. Elections always held on a Thursday in the UK, likewise referenda. The results filtered through on Friday morning. And then Rishi Sunak went to Buckingham Palace to tender his resignation to His Britannic Majesty that morning. And his last prime ministerial advice to His Gracious Majesty was to send for the leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, Sir Keir Starmer, and ask him if he could form a government. Sir Keir was then called, went there, accepted that, kissed hands. I don't think they actually do kiss hands anymore, but that's the expression. Anyhow, so Sunak will go down in history as a bad prime minister, definitely. Now, there was higher inflation under him. He's meant to be this banking whiz kid with Goldman Sachs. Whatever, the NHS got worse and so on. And then he can only blame these things, the fallout from coronavirus, the economic hole we're in is partly because his time as Chancellor Exchequer. And I know there's coronavirus, but, you know, so what? It's like a sailor who complains about the sea, as Enoch Pohl said. Well, he's talking about the press. But, you know, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. You accepted responsibility, all right? And I don't want to hear your excuses. Whatever else happened, you were responsible. You don't accept it, resign. And I remember now that evil man, what's his name, Sir Vince Cable, saying, well, Sunak was popular in 2021, which he was, throwing out money, less popular now, it's got to be paid for. So inflation was really high under him. Okay, he gave some military aid to Ukraine, continued that policy. One of the few things he did that I approve of, I mean, Sunak's an evil guy in his way too, extremely avaricious, never giving a penny to charity, anything like that. I don't really mind his green card status or his wife's non-domicile status. Can't blame him for that. I've got to say, I suppose ineffectual, highly regarded by his parliamentary colleagues. He's certainly very brainy, that's true. Just because you've got street, academic smarts and we've got street smarts. And he took over, okay, at a fairly difficult time. The party in office for like 12 years and was almost sure to lose the next election. Was not much of a honeymoon bump when he became prime minister. Pretty soon they're behind Labour and fell further and further behind. And he did tighten up the immigration rules right towards the end. One of the few things I approve of. But Labour reaped the benefit of that. Because ironically, if Labour had been in office in that situation, I don't think it would have been politically possible for Starmer to do so, because any attempt to control immigration and Labour shrieks racist, which is preposterous. But actually, Labour, as I say, reaped the benefit of the policy changes that Sunak made, but they were too little too late in his administration to stop it. Legal immigration, illegal immigration, really ineffective about that. Moving ahead with the Rwanda plan, even though when he was Chancellor Exchequer, we now know he was saying, we should just drop this. He'd recognise the unfeasibility of that. And indeed, the non-feasance of us is blatant to this day. Was it like three people ever deported to Rwanda? Hundreds of millions of pounds had spent it, and those three went voluntarily. But he persisted with that. He could have come in a day once and have a complete rethink. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not going to be Rwanda. And saved a lot of money and face. So he led the party to its worst defeat ever. The Tory party has been around since 1681. That's when they first started using it. And that is the worst ever result. The worst, bar none, in 343 years. In terms of share of the vote, was it 24% of the vote? In terms of number of MPs, is it 122? So that is a cataclysmic record for Rishi Sunak. Of course, he retained his constituency, Richmond and Yorkshire, and he's still a member of parliament, and he's doing some work for Goldman Sachs because he's such a greedy bastard. Like £1 billion is not enough for him. He couldn't find anything worthwhile to do. I mean, he gave diplomatic support to Israel after the 7th of October attack, saying, I know you'll act in consonance with international humanitarian law. Well, I know that they never, ever do. So Sunak does not have the excuse of stupidity. Low approval ratings. Now, Starmer had a bit of a honeymoon, but that turned around pretty soon, partly when they said the winter fuel allowance is going to be taken away from wealthier pensioners. He since changed his tune on that one. But that, so there have been so many volte-face he's performed. Sunak is a completely, has got some sort of presence or whatever. Is this sort of chirpy chap, school head boy. And that alone makes me despise him. Anybody who gets to be school head boy is a complete brown noser. is totally invertebrate. But, you know, they get ahead because they're oligenous like he is. He's this spiv, this slime ball with his skinny tie, with his shiny suits, with his pointy toed shoes. I mean, he's just revolting, Sunak. But anyway, he does have some superficial charm, whereas Sir Keir Starmer has none. Remember a city solicitor saying to me that how badly regarded he is in the legal world, perhaps surprising because director of public prosecutions, that Starmer, he's the most pedantic, lawyerly lawyer in the bad sense. And he just doesn't have any presence, doesn't have much oratorical skill. There's that high-pitched, whining nasal voice, a man devoid of any sense of humor. Well, does he have any hobbies? Uptight, control freak, vegetarian. No, I don't like Starmer at all. Politics aside, I mean, he's occasionally made a right decision. Of course, he's very brainy as well. You know, hats off to him for getting the BCL. You can only get into Oxford to do the BCL if you've done very well in your primary law degree, and so on. So he did achieve a lot. And I do respect him unwillingly for having a distinguished career in public service before he entered political life. But things have not gone well for him. Economic growth has been very sluggish. He hasn't had a backbone, hasn't been able to stand up to his own backbenchers, and they really haven't helped him. And if he's lost so much authority already, not even 2 years in, he's not going to last much longer. Remember, he was almost kicked out in February this year. But despite his reputation for circumspection, he's made some very incautious decisions, such as a point about Lord Mandelson, despite being amply warned that there were many skeletons in Mandelson's cupboard. And it's been the same problem every single time. Leopards don't change their spots. I mean, especially at that age, they're always Mandelson's all about breaking the rules in favor of the super rich and so forth. So, Starmer, a very evil and cruel person. He comes across as, feeble, almost feel sorry for him because he's so ineffectual. But you know, make no mistake, he is cruel. He's just vile. Anyway, at least, supporting Ukraine, I somewhat agree with that. Pretending to increase the defense budget, scarcely increasing it at all. Just lying about everything about the supposed improvements to the NHS. So this whole Iran war has taken Starmer's premiership off the headlines, so he can breathe a sigh of relief. He could have gained some kudos by standing up to Trump, which he initially did, but seems to have caved. And I really hope he will stand firm. But, you know, there's a big problem because oil and gas prices are going to go sky high because of this Iran war that Trump has started. He'll limp on till after those local elections, 7th of May, same day as the Scottish elections, Welsh parliamentary elections. Starmer will presumably be sent packing by then. He was sort of saved by the cabinet, but he's got this terrible approval rating. Is it like -40 or something? He's much less popular than his party. He drags them down. They need a leader to pull them up. So Starmer will not go down in history as a magnificent prime minister. For parties all into diversity, you think a straight white male who's middle class and whatever, an Oxonian, is really not what they would be choosing. So maybe it'll be someone very different next time. What do you think? What will Starmer's legacy be? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.